you very much. And really, it's been a pleasure to be with you all on this panel. I've learned a lot, and it's great to join the group. So the question to me was on illicit financial flows and whether countries can better cooperate to tackle illicit financial flows, especially low and middle income countries. The first thing I would say is absolutely, and governments are doing that. If you look at the proportion of illicit financial flows that come from corporate tax avoidance, governments have stepped up over the last 10 years or so to really tackle that issue, which robs governments of $600 billion estimated per year of resources that could go directly into fighting poverty and inequality. Excuse me. And we've seen some progress, both in terms of changing tax rules and tax policies, but also increasing tax administration capacity. That being said, I think we do need to recognize that the majority of the world's people live in places where their governments are hamstrung. They are receivers, they're rule takers of a set of international tax rules, which prohibit governments, especially in low and middle income countries that are hosts of big multinational companies. It restricts them from taking the type of actions which will expand their fiscal space to be able to invest in the fight against poverty and inequality, especially during the pandemic. Those international tax rules have been around since the early 20th century, 1920s, pre-World War II, in a very different economy, and need to be radically rewritten in ways that are democratic and actually empower the type of governments that and state capacity that that everyone on the panel has discussed. That starts with rich countries and the home to many multinational companies, which for too long have created an international tax system where they can both make the rules and take advantage and benefit from cross-border economic activity. And that really needs to change. There are a number of ways to do that, which I wanted to get into detail. But right now, the OECD is engaged in the base erosion and profit shifting project, which has an inclusive framework of many different countries. But I think you know, those progresses are going to be limited if it doesn't take place within the United Nations in a really democratic forum. Ultimately, the fight against illicit financial flows and corporate tax avoidance is a political question that needs high-level political leadership and sacrifices from countries that have been taking the benefit for so many years. And really, just to a last point more in terms of kind of the commitment to reducing inequality at Oxfam, we released just this week the new Commitment to Reducing Inequality Index, which looks at over 150 countries for their engagement and effort in fighting inequality. And unsurprisingly, perhaps, as it relates to the pandemic, the countries that have making the decision and have been allowed to invest in inequality, in the fight against inequality, are also those countries which were most able to protect people under the pandemic and quickly get economies back going and sustainably kind of finance human rights. So thank you very much again.